what is the direct threat to them? And it's my impression that there's a debate inside the intelligence community as to how imminent that threat is. You have a school of thought that they certainly aspire to attack the American homeland. They have a number of Americans among their ranks, perhaps 100. But the FBI put out a report this week saying no credible threats yet. Where do you stand in that debate? Is it more imminent or less imminent? Is this a future threat or a clear and present danger?
Well, Jim, you've outlined it perfectly. This is a question of timing, not of inevitability, not of intent. And right now, I think it's fair to say that ISIS is a very powerful local terrorist organization and probably a reasonably powerful regional terrorist organization, but it's one that has global ambitions. And it has the tools, as you suggested, American passport holders or European passport holders. It's expressed the intent. And so if it's not Tuesday, it's at a time and place of their choosing, and it will come probably sooner rather than later. Look, Jim, they're in a competition now with Al-Qaeda Prime, the folks along the Afghan-Pakistan border, and there's no way more powerful to express their street credentials among the jihadist community than a successful attack against the West.
So to be clear, you're saying it's just a matter of time
right
before ISIS attempts to attack or attacks the U.S. homeland?
I think so, and certainly the West in general, of course, and Americans and American interest in the region right now are at risk. You know, we've kind of underestimated our opponents in the past. We certainly did that. We lacked imagination with 9/11. We kind of did that with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. We knew they were up to something. We just didn't think it was going to be a Nigerian on an airliner over Detroit. Well, we've got the same dynamic here, but it's not just about defense. It's not just about keeping the right people off of aircraft. It's about offense. It's about disabling ISIS. It's about making them more worried, more consumed with protecting their own survivability rather than threatening yours or mine.
Is the U.S. Ability to confront ISIS damaged by the fact that the U.S. did not get involved in Syria earlier?
Well, I think it may have been damaged, but I would never call it non-existent. I actually think we've got a reasonably good intelligence laydown. But, Jim, I take your point. It may not be good enough to decide who exactly we're mad at and not mad at in terms of taking lethal action against ISIS leadership. So I think the point now is we need to flood the zone using our technical means of imagery, communications intercepts, even human penetrations, as dangerous as that might be, and relying, cooperating with our friends in the region, the Jordanians, the Turks, and the Kurds, to get ground truth that enables us to conduct targeted operations with the kind of exquisite intelligence that really requires. I agree with you. We're not up to the level of exquisite over Syria. We're not bad along the line of confrontation in Iraq right now, as you can see by the success of the strikes to date.